Congress showed the breadth of its investigation into the big tech companies on Friday, making a public demand for scores of documents, including the personal emails and other communications from dozens of top executives. Republicans and Democrats alike on the House Judiciary Committee, which is investigating the market power and behavior of the companies, sent letters directly to Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Tim Cook of Apple, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and Larry Page of Google. The request called for all communications to and from 8 executives at Amazon, 14 at Apple, 15 at Facebook, and 14 at Google. With the request, which was posted on the committee's website, the lawmakers sent a not-so-subtle message that executives would be held responsible for reprise and that the investigation would continue to play out publicly. That has the potential of damaging the brand's reputations. The companies, once held up as beacons of American ingenuity and business acumen, have been under siege about spreading disinformation, failing to respect users' privacy, and maneuvering to minimize their taxes. In addition, President Trump and other Republicans accused some of the companies of censoring conservative voices. Similar inquiries are underway at the Justice Department, at the Federal Trade Commission, and by attorneys general of dozens of states. The investigations are just beginning in August. How far they will go, what they will uncover, and whether any allegations will stand up in court are all uncertain. But the investigations show the growing angst about the power of the tech companies, which for decades faced little regulation. Now Silicon Valley's influence on everything from how we vote to how we shop is readily apparent, and yet the technology driving it remains largely mysterious. This is great. There is a great and growing dependence on technology that we don't really understand, said A. Douglas Melamed, a former antitrust official in Justice Department, and that frightens people.